This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump currently sitting across from the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for a second summit, this time in Hanoi, Vietnam, where when it began, the president told Kim he believes the North, quote, has tremendous economic potential. Earlier, he told Vietnamese officials their country serves as an inspiration to Kim.
We got off Air Force One last night, and I drove down the boulevards, and I saw all of the buildings under construction and how Vietnam is thriving.
Back home, President Trump's former personal lawyer Michael Cohen's testifying before a House Oversight Committee that Trump knew about a meeting between Donald Trump Jr. and Russian representatives in 2016, a meeting that was aimed at getting compromising information about then-presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Trump tweeting from Vietnam this morning that Cohen is a liar. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
The Democratic-led House does pass a resolution trying to terminate the president's emergency declaration at the southern border. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
He declared a national emergency at the border so he could pull funds, mostly from the military, to build a border wall after Congress turned him down for the money. Democrat Barbara Lee says the president is out of bounds.
This emergency declaration is a blatant attempt to subvert the Constitution and get around Congress's sole power of the purse.
Republican Michael Burgess urged lawmakers to vote against this challenge to the president.
Allow the president to do the job he was elected to do and secure the southern border.
The resolution next goes to the Senate, where questions are growing over whether the president's action is constitutional.
Even if the Senate approved the resolution, the president's sure to veto it, and it's unlikely there are enough votes for an override of that veto. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Thousands are being ordered to evacuate Northern California as heavy rain is causing rivers to rise there. Authorities in Sonoma County ordering evacuations for at least 25 communities along the Russian River, which is expected to reach flood stage overnight. Officials warning those waters could rise 13 feet above flood stage before they crest. An elderly New Jersey man says he was attacked at the supermarket for wearing a red President Trump hat. The Make America Great Again hat has become a lightning rod since Trump became president, and now this 81-year-old shopper claims he was attacked on Monday at a grocery store in Somerset because he was wearing one. He suffered only minor injuries. He declined treatment at a hospital. Similar incidents have been reported recently at a restaurant in Massachusetts and at a Kentucky clothing store as well. The Supreme Court will soon decide if a giant cross house can remain standing on public land in Maryland. Today, the High Court will hear a case about that 45-foot-high cross in a Maryland suburb of D.C., a monument that was built over 90 years ago to commemorate 49 service members who died in World War I. In 2012, the American Humanist Association filed a suit claiming its presence on public land violates the Constitution, amounting to a government establishment of religion. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live. Hey, we've got a country to save, America. Thanks for joining in. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Horace Cooper joins us, nationally recognized legal commentator, an adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, and co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Horace, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. Thanks for having the program.
Hey, always good to have you on. We've got a lot to talk about. First of all, before we get into the heavy stuff, what about Trump's emergency declaration? The Dems in the House have already voted, and they said it ain't going to happen. Going to the Senate, we'll see what happens there. And, of course, as we know, the president has got the big pen with the big V on it if it comes to his desk.
Couple things to observe here is once again, the born-again constitutionalists on the left side are now wanting to express their view that the power that the Constitution created, the Article I authority, the legislative power, should be supreme, and now has been encroached on by this president. The problem with that is it is this very group of people who have created the circumstance.
Right.
It was not a Republican Congress that passed the legislative delegation of this Emergency Powers Act. It is not the Republicans in Congress who said that we're going to give to all of the government agencies the power to make regulations, which are essentially laws that are promulgated by the agencies themselves.
Right.
And even in this case, if they were actually serious about their concerns, instead of saying, we don't like this particular utilization, they would actually put forward a measure to repeal the authority. The
right.
fact that they won't, the fact that they're not discussing it, should reveal all you need to understand.
Isn't that the big point of all this? Is that they have not, and you just hit the nail right on the head, exactly, Horace, is that what is missing out of this whole thing? I mean, they're, you know, yes, I mean, create the law, I mean, repeal it, and then go about your job, because what they're exposed big time is, as you said, the bicameral body has failed to do their job, and I saw this from day one when Trump was playing this card. I go, he's putting it back on them, because they're not doing their job.
Now, let's remember, this issue was addressed before the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court, almost 35 years ago, said that as long as the Congress has the ability to send to the president a measure limiting any particular designation, this utilization of this authority is constitutional. Mm. Well, that's what we're going to see.
Right.
It requires the House and the Senate to pass a measure and send to the president. Here's the difference. Now, they're pretending that they're concerned about appropriations. They're concerned about this encroachment. There are no dollars that the designation allows the president to access that are not already appropriated dollars.
Mm-hmm.
I want to explain this carefully to your audience. When President Obama made an emergency declaration with regard to payments to insurance companies as a way to see to it that Obamacare continued to operate, he actually directed the Treasury to just make payments without regard to how that money was created, where it came from, or how it was appropriated. That received the Supreme Court, including his own appointees to the Supreme Court, because, in fact, he was spending non-appropriated dollars using this declaration. That is not the case here. Mm-hmm. These are appropriated dollars that are being reprogrammed.
Right. So big difference here, and we'll see how this plays out, and if it in fact goes to the Supreme Court, this is going to be quite interesting, so we'll stay close to that. Horace, the Democratic presidential hopefuls are lining up, and they're talking about all these giveaways. I mean, they are so desperate right now, I just can't even believe of, you know, every day there's something new that they're giving away. But one that is getting a little bit of traction here amongst the candidates is reparations. What's going on here?
All right. This is a bad idea whose time hopefully will never come.
Mm-hmm.
We have a situation where people wish to say, we can come up with a scheme, and that's what it would have to be, to compensate people who are alive today, not a single person who is still alive from when the specific events and, quote, atrocities occurred. We will come up with a way to compensate and identify those individuals. Okay, that's part one, which is a real difficulty. Is it Barack Obama, whose father, who was black, is never a resident of the United States, nor was he ever held as a slave in the United States, and whose mother was white? Or is it Kamala Harris, whose father was not a slave held by the United States, and who's lived for a substantial period of time in Canada? Mm-hmm. Or who will it be? Jesse Jackson? How will you determine who the eligible recipients are going to be? Are we simply going to look at your skin color and make an award based on that? This scheme cannot work. It will not work. On the other side of the table, mm-hmm. who should pay this payment or the so-called reparations? Our system of justice has never appropriately designated a party to make a payment in recompense for actions that they were not a party to.
Right.
If you are a first-generation American, what if you're not even white? Are you supposed to be responsible to make this payment? What if you are a first-generation American who is white? What if you didn't come into the United States until after slavery ended in the United States? Mm-hmm. A large number of Irish people who are in this country did so. What about people who were refugees after either World War I or World War II, whose children now live? Again, there is no practical way that such a thing could work. And all of that, if you set aside that, which I think is hard to do,
mm-hmm.
there's no moral justification for saying 100, 200, or 300 years after the fact, we're now going to designate somebody to be punished and someone to receive a payment. We don't use that in our justice system. We shouldn't use that in our justice system.
Yeah, notwithstanding, how do we ignore the Dutch that brought the slaves here, or the black leaders in Africa that put their black brothers on boats to send them off to to be sold into slavery? As you say, this is one of those things that maybe we can debate it and put it to bed once and for all, Horace Cooper. What do you think? But we've got to go to break here. More from Horace Cooper after this, 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Bill, you haven't noticed? The left is unhinged!
The most affluent and educated people are clustered in just a few cities. The blue parts of America are having a big prosperity party, while that big sea of red feels like their invitation got lost in the mail. The flyover states have become the passover states. That's why red state voters are so pissed off. They don't hate us. They want to be us. They want to go to the party.
Are you delusional? That's all I can say. Horace Cooper is with us. That was Bill Maher and his comments. They were just so disgusting. But this is the elite's perspective, Horace, is that middle America is worthless. I mean, they're just taking up space and, you know, we can use their tax money for any great ideas that we have that, the common folk really need people like Bill Maher. And I can't imagine anyone in the middle of the country losing sleep because they want to be like Bill Maher.
This is Rich coming from the Let Them Eat Cake wing of the progressive parties.
Right.
Here we have the very mindset the privileged, entitled elite, not concerned in any way about what it means to actually live in the United States. For almost 15 years, the American middle class watched as things got harder and harder and harder. At one point, early in the 21st century, our economy was booming, there was opportunity, there was prosperity, and then about 2004 or 5, things started to stagnate. And that occurred in the Bush administration, and then it sped up during the Obama administration, what many economists call the Great Recession. I never heard Bill Maher or any of these other elites talk about what this struggle meant. I never heard them comment on the loss in real estate values, the number of foreclosures that took place, the number of men in particular, but Americans in general, who lost their jobs during this time. How many retirement savings funds were eaten up. Why so many young people had to borrow money from the government in order to go to college because mom and dad's resources had been eaten up. I didn't hear any of this kind of concern about those things. And even though, according to the economists, during the Great Recession, we had more negative economic reports in the United States economy than we had seen since the Great Depression.
Exactly.
Employment participation levels, savings, home values, etc. It is really Rich coming from people who live in gated communities in their mansions saying that the real issue for them, their observation is that it's just that middle America wants to be just like them. Middle America wants to have the opportunity to work, to participate with their own family, and live their lives as they please without all the micromanaging, without all the regulation, without all the control that the elites know that they'll be exempt from and they'll just be applied to the rest of us.
And to your point, Horace, it was the elites that said that our gross national product would never rise above 2%.
That's right.
That Barack Obama had proven that fact. That's just the way it was. And we were going to have to accept mediocrity, basically.
This was the new normal.
Right. And it was middle America said, wrong gospel, wrong church, and we're going to find a new leader. And they found Donald Trump, who has now taken them into the 3% GDP range. And I would dare say that if he wasn't hamstrung by all the shenanigans of the Democrats and the so-called elites, we'd probably be looking at least 4% and coming upon 5% by now. But they're
Absolutely.
Doing everything they can to degrease the scales and to cause problems. I mean, here he is trying to negotiate an incredible peace deal and something that could be an example for other nations nations around the world with Kim Jong-un, and you get all these people like John Brennan, these knuckleheads that screwed this thing up for decades, and now they're the geniuses and doing the Monday morning quarterback, and people are giving them time and space to hear their opinion. I mean, look at, you were in that position, you blew it, you didn't do it, and now here's Donald Trump, who you hate and despise, and he's making you look bad.
No, absolutely. And here's the thing. You're not going to be able to trick the American people into saying, wait a second, we were able to move out of our rental and buy a house.
Yes.
Wait a second. And I've been on your program and I talked about this. Mm-hmm. We are setting records for the straightforward experiences that the elites take for granted. More Americans flew in 2018 than we had seen in almost 10 years. The truth is, more Americans flew in 2017 than we had seen prior to that. More Americans got to go see grandma. More Americans bought new cars. Under Barack Obama's stewardship and the elite's ideas, we were actually selling fewer new cars every year in the United States than we had since 2006. Right. That is a staggering testimonial to how badly the economy was managed by the progressive policies.
And the negative psychological impact it had on the middle class, it was phenomenal. And as soon as the boot, the heavy boot of the bureaucratic regulatory state was lifted off their throats, look what happened. We exploded.
Absolutely. Could you imagine if instead of the stale, restricted process that now exists to get rid of government regulation, the president and the Congress could have just come together and started saying, you know what? If this regulation was not in effect prior to 2005, it is now eliminated. We'd be over a 5 or 6% GDP growth.
Right.
More
exactly.
Americans would be prosperous and successful. And this is something they know. I'm talking about the American people. Mm. The elites who have never suffered, the elites who never did without, they never had to go without their private jets, never had to go without their private car and their cooks and all of those things, those people have no say in what it's like to live as a mainstream middle-class American who believes that they should have the right to achieve and live life largely on their own terms.
Well, transition now to the Covington libel case. Speaking of elites, some of their wings may get clipped here on this thing. How do you see this?
Well, absolutely. What we have here is what we would call a perfect victim. When I was in law school, we were told, don't find yourself in a situation as a defendant against either a orphan or a nun, because you're going to find that that is a very, very valuable position in terms of the jury, in terms of public appeal. In this particular case, almost no circumstances have we seen where minors are libeled and done so viciously and cruelly and facts and falsely,
right,
with falsehoods.
And across the board, across the board. Yeah.
You're going to find that's a very, very hard barrier to overcome, and that is likely to lead to a significant financial windfall and a financial loss for these leftists. I predict that we're going to start seeing settlements.
Right. Well, Nick Sandman, when you consider his future after all this publicity, he was 16 years old at the time, Horace. What does this young man, you know, in terms of his future, getting into colleges, business opportunities, the challenges that he's going to be met with are incomprehensible at this point, are they not?
Oh, absolutely. The damages are real, and the consequences of this bad behavior, malicious behavior, are also going to be real. This is why we're likely to see the Washington Post and a number of these prominent media organs start to offer up settlements. They're going to pretend they're going to fight, but eventually we'll see them start issuing apologies.
Exactly.
Fix it.
Right.
But they're going to have to do it.
10 seconds. Nathan Phillips, where does he go?
Well, apparently, there's going to be a lot more attention given to him now that YouTube is threatening the people who exposed his false valor claim.
Exactly. We've got to leave it there.
A lot more of that.
We got to leave it there. Thanks, Horace Cooper. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Horace.
This message is brought to you by Woot.com. Amazon Prime members, get ready to say Woot Woot in honor of the one-year anniversary of getting free shipping on Woot.com. Woot is hosting Prime Member Appreciation Week February 24th to March 2nd. Be on the lookout for exclusive daily deals just for Amazon Prime members. Deals on Oral-B rechargeable toothbrushes, Logitech HD webcams, Kindle Paperwhites, and much more. Plan to load up your carts because, hello, everyone loves a deal. Angela Corbin Mitchell, Woot.com Chief Marketing Officer.
The fun of shopping on Woot is that you'll never know what you'll find. From limited time deals to our infamous bags of crap filled with random items, you are guaranteed to find a new great deal every day.
Other special offers throughout the week include Prime membership giveaways, Woot-offs, and over 500 of those infamous bags of crap. Amazon Prime members can get shipping benefits and exclusive deals by linking their Amazon and Woot accounts. Visit Woot.com, that's Woot.com, for more.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump currently sitting across from the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for a second summit, this time in Hanoi, Vietnam, where when it began, the president told Kim he believes the North, quote, has tremendous economic potential. Earlier, he told Vietnamese officials their country serves as an inspiration to Kim.
We got off Air Force One last night, and I drove down the boulevards, and I saw all of the buildings under construction and how Vietnam is thriving.
Back home, President Trump's former personal lawyer Michael Cohen's testifying before a House Oversight Committee that Trump knew about a meeting between Donald Trump Jr. and Russian representatives in 2016, a meeting that was aimed at getting compromising information about then-presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Trump tweeting from Vietnam this morning that Cohen is a liar. And this is USA Radio News.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. We'll even install your new blades while you wait. See better and drive safer. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Say no goo-goo, no gaga, just love here, because it's about the truth, ladies and gentlemen. America has been struggling way too long, mired in deception. And, you know, when we look back over 10 years, the past 10 years, and the rise of the Tea Party, what they did and how their wings were clipped, and it was absolutely... It was diabolical what was done by, and I got to put it on the Obama administration, because it was Lois Lerner and the IRS. They wanted the Tea Party patriots out of the public square because they were resonating with what Bill Maher would call the flyover states, the less thans, the non-elites, because it made sense. And here with us right now is Jenny Beth Martin, and we're going to talk about, you know, the 10 years of that we can look back and celebrate for what the Tea Party patriots have done in igniting activism across our country, which is so needed, in spite of what the Democrats and the progressives have done to derail this movement. I mean, look at this is a country of, for, by, we the people. And they have done everything they can to obliterate that whole concept, which is clearly stated in our Constitution. Jenny Beth, always good to have you with us. How are you?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Well, excuse me for getting on the soapbox for just a moment here, but as you know, you and I have been talking ever since you and I met. I am so frustrated that nothing has been done, you know, on the side of any kind of justice for citizens of this country that want to be activated, and they are being bullied. And thank God, Jenny Beth, for your courage and the courage of other Tea Party Patriot members who have said, regardless of the bullying, I'm going to stand for freedom.
Well, thank you very much. And it's not just me. There are millions of us across this country who have stood and will continue to stand for freedom and for our Constitution, no matter what comes at us. We know that we're fighting for how we're going to live life on our terms, during our time, whether we're going to have more freedom or we're going to lose that freedom with people who have power having more power and more control over our lives. And we also understand that we're holding the baton right now. It's been passed to our generations, and it's up to us to make sure we keep it from falling on the ground so that we can pass it on to the next generation. That's what it boils down to. This fight for liberty never ends.
Right, exactly. Well, Ronald Reagan said it's not passed in the bloodstream. It is one generation away from extinction. And we came so close to this, and we're still fighting back and trying to regain ground because of the manipulation and the deception that was thrust upon any conservative group. You know, I mentioned the IRS and Lois Lerner, who is living very nicely on her golden parachute brought to you by We the People, but she did everything she could to put a stick in the spokes of conservative groups and the Tea Party organizations, Tea Party Patriots organizations and other of like mind, by not giving you the proper tax exemption. And I maintain, Jenny Beth, there's been at least six and probably still a growing number of election series or election processes that have been compromised because of that very act. And this was something that was, you know, they talk about dog whistled. This was dog whistled by the president. The president dog whistled. He sent a whistle out, winked an eye. Lois Lerner and the IRS picked up on it, along with all the other three-letter agencies during his regime.
Yeah, that is so true, the way that you just described that. That is what happened. The president, meaning President Obama, let people know that the Tea Party wasn't meant to be taken seriously, laughed at us, mocked us. And the IRS got busy making sure that we were not going to be able to be needed to do or to get the paperwork that we needed, because we were applying for paperwork to obey the laws and the rules that the IRS created when we go about collecting money so that we can gather together and pay for meeting spaces and insurance and everything that you have to pay for to communicate with large or even small groups of people. We're just trying to obey their rules.
Exactly.
And they targeted us, and the president then laughed about it and blew it off later and said it wasn't really a big deal, and Congress didn't really just abdicated their duty in holding the IRS responsible. And the fact is, that's still going on. We see that same thing in the Russia hoax right now against
exactly.
President Trump.
Right. Well, they've got the system down. And, you know, as Dinesh D'Souza says about criminals, you just keep the con. You maintain the con no matter what. And that's what's going on. That's what they know. And it's sad because instead of using their energy in a positive way, in a creative way, a force for good for the American people, it's all about their survival. It's all about what Lindsey Graham called them out on. And that is that they're so starved for power that they're willing to let go of any kind of moral connection and, you know, any kind of a truth foundation that, you know, that is inherently good for all. You know, that is out the door. That doesn't matter. What matters is who's in the Oval Office. You know, Jenny Beth, you know, when you were talking about it, I remember even the media pigpiled on this because they were against conservative groups and the Tea Party patriots. You recall at gatherings, one of the things that was noted repeatedly that when Tea Party patriots got together, they didn't have to have a bunch of people come in and clean up after them. The citizens cleaned up after themselves. And whereas with other groups, and they tried to malign the Tea Party patriots by suggesting that it was a Tea Party event, when it was a liberal event that came together, and they destroyed property. They you know, the things that they did to our parks where they met up in that. As I look back over the past 10 years and how this was coming about, I mean, there was such a clear contrast, as you recall.
That is exactly right. And the media is part of the problem. I mean, we see that we've got a journalist coming out who has worked for the mainstream media, even saying there are real problems with the media. It's so biased against conservatives that it makes it hard to trust the media.
Exactly.
And,
well, they fired her. She pointed out.
Yeah, because you shine light on what they do.
Exactly.
But they, and that's exactly what they do. If you don't go along with what they say, then they're going to come after you. And they'll either mock you or attack you or attempt to destroy you. And you just have to keep standing. And that's what we've done. And we've made it a decade as this modern day version of the Tea Party movement. And we're going to be around for years to come. And we've got a lot of work to do to stop socialism in our country.
Exactly.
And we're going to be very active with that.
Well, when you consider the major accomplishments, the 2010 election, for example, getting Republican control in the Senate in 2014, killing cap and trade amnesties, you helped elect Donald Trump, the 45th president, tax cuts, helping with confirmation of Justice Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. You're able to do all this while continually being targeted by the IRS, as we said earlier. Gosh, I'll tell you, Jenny Beth, you got to be proud. You got to be proud of all the members, the membership, the idea of the Tea Party Patriots. And again, we congratulate you and everyone associated with the organization. We say, keep up the great work on behalf of we the people. We have a country to save here, don't we?
We sure do, and we're going to do it. Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
Always appreciate the time. Jenny Beth Martin, president, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. I'm Bill Martinez. We're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
From executive producers Tim Tebow and Robbie Tebow comes Run the Race.
This came for you in the mail today. Congrats. You're on somebody's radar, son.
Two brothers share an unbreakable bond.
I don't want to end up like Dad.
I'm going to get that scholarship. I'm going to get us out of here.
But life's unexpected adversities put their future in question.
It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
Trust him. He's going to meet you wherever you're at.
Really? It's that simple?
When you lose your way.
I know life can be confusing. It's full of ups and downs.
Why is this so hard?
How do you find the strength to hold on to hope?
I believe in the plan. I believe in you. You're going to come with me wherever I go.
God does love you. He loves you like crazy.
Run the Race. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to runtheracemovie.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn
fresh
it up.
And independent. We are 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. I am Bill Martinez. Adam Brandon is with us. And just about the time, Adam, when you thought that it can't get any crazier, you know, there's always more coming out of this Congress as they're gearing up for the debt ceiling battle. And you know, it's going to be a bloodbath, isn't it?
Well, you know, actually, I think they might be so distracted by what's happening investigating the president that, oh, we'll just sneak this in there. And, don't look here. There's nothing serious. The Democrats are only planning to basically suspend the debt ceiling. So this may be an issue we don't deal with or hear about anymore. And what they're basically saying is the Republicans used to fight over the debt ceiling, actually talk about, you know, at some point we do need to balance our budget and get this debt paid off. Mm-hmm. Hey, Democrats, at least they're showing their cards. They don't even care. Yeah. They have no plan to ever balance or pay off our debt.
Do you think Donald Trump's going to put up with that?
You know, right now, I think he's still feeling pretty bruised over some of these battles. I think he's seeing that the Democrats, especially over this border fight that they just had, mm-hmm. the Democrats voted against, the president was proposing things Democrats supported just a couple of years ago.
Exactly.
And they said no go. So I don't know how willing they're going to be to work with the president on any of this. My guess is this. If we're going to get serious about the debt and the deficit, you may need to see Republicans take back the House and Donald Trump get a mandate in re-election.
Yeah, I was going to say this might be a 2020 goal where the president says, okay, we're going to pick and choose our battles. You know, we're on the verge of finally getting, maybe, hopefully, keep our fingers crossed, on the other side of the Mueller investigation.
Right.
Doesn't seem to be, as we talked about before, Adam, a lot of there. Of course, the Democrats are going to do everything they can. Adam Schiff, never say die, is going to spend more money, as if $30 million plus in an independent counsel isn't enough. He just is not going to let that bone go, is he?
Well, think about this. The president said that this is a major distraction. We just went over $22 trillion
yes,
in debt. And people, like, I'm very happy we're talking about it this morning and your listeners understand this, but very few people are watching this. They're watching all the shiny objects about WikiLeaks and Roger Stone. This is not the nation's business.
Exactly. Well, we have a debt counter on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, and you just watch those numbers flying around, and here it is. When are we going to tackle that? And you're probably right. It's not going to happen, you know, during these sessions over the next 2 years. It's got to be a 2020 promise. And Donald Trump, I believe he's the man to really take this on, because of what he's been able to accomplish. And also he's non-beholden. You know, Adam, we said this from day one.
Right.
He's non-beholden to all the K Street influence and the traditional establishment bureaucracy, the deep state, the shadow government. And they're upset about that because, that's not the way they built this thing up. That's not the way they designed our government to work. I mean, forget about our Constitution, forget about what our founding fathers have done, and forget about what most of America thinks our government should be run. You've got this shadow government that says, thank you very much, we're the elites, we know better, and they got that Bill Maher attitude that says flyover states don't matter. And then on top of that, you've got a growing number of states, Colorado the latest, saying, hey, look at, you know, it's not fair, the Electoral College, and the states have an individual say and responsibility in the election of the president. We just want to do it by popular vote. And why a state would give up their leverage and position and surrender to popular vote is beyond me.
I don't want to get too academic on you and all, but I think about this a lot these days. We have our founders set up a republic for a reason, and that is they were against mob rule, period. And to have a republic and to have these states is a check against the central government.
Right.
And when you concentrate all that power and you start going towards a pure democracy, that gets you away from a republic. And when the states give up their rule, that is one step closer to a dictatorship.
Exactly.
And then I also worry you coupled that political move with all of this debt, which eventually there will be a crisis with all of this debt. It has to be dealt with at some point. These are daggers headed straight at our Constitution. Now, the good news is we're aware of this. We see this coming. And there's listeners like on your program who are awoken to this threat, and we're talking about it. And that's how you get ahead of it. And you're right. Debt is a bipartisan issue. Donald Trump came to Washington to shake things up, and this is why his reelection, we're still a couple years away, but I'm thinking about it just about every morning now.
Exactly. Well, Adam, keep in mind that the ground is being fertilized and broken up a bit here and conditioned for a seed of socialism. You know, it was one thing to have Bernie Sanders and then, you know, stop and think. And I'm sure like you, when you realize, you go, wow, he got a lot of votes. And had there not been some shenanigans by the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz et al., and Donna Brazile and Clinton and her campaign apparatchiks, Bernie could have been the nominee in 2016.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. He is the base of the Democratic Party right now. And actually, that's something, if Republicans are always a mess, but if you look over at what's about to happen in the Democratic primary, that might actually be our big hope to kind of show the difference between our vision of America and socialism. And that would give us an opportunity to really win back the suburbs.
Exactly.
What they're doing is this is strategy number one in overreach. And I always point that out as significant that California moved its primary date way up to the beginning for the Democratic primary, and that'll have a big change because now Iowa, New Hampshire, they don't mean as much as they once did in the Democratic primary process. But California and Texas are at the top, so that means Kamala Harris, people like Bernie, they have a certain advantage based on the mm-hmm. way the Democratic primary, the calendar works.
And you got to know Beto O'Rourke's looking at that because of the traction that he got in Texas, right?
You know, I heard the other day he spent almost $100 million on his Senate bid. Think of that.
Wow.
That is a lot of money. So that means if he just taps that magic again, he's going to have a lot of cash to carry him through. So you're absolutely right on that analysis when you look at Texas and California at the very beginning. But I think you're also going to see Joe Biden jump in. Mm-hmm. And Joe Biden, my prediction is Joe Biden's going to start talking about a massive expansion of Social Security. Right when our entitlement programs are teetering, we can't keep the promises we have, and we need to figure out a way to get that done. He's going to talk about just more spending in Social Security as a way to try and lock down the industrial Midwest.
Yeah, you got to refund Social Security. I mean, everybody, I mean, just even as a sentiment, I believe across the board, all the legislators, everybody in government ought to take a reduction in pay and have that money go directly into Social Security. They've robbed it. They took the lock off. Thank you very much, Lyndon Baines Johnson. And they took the lock off and they've blighted the account. And, of course, most of these guys, Adam, as you know, are attorneys. They know how to stay out of jail.
Right.
But anybody else, I mean, this is misappropriation of funds. It's malfeasance. It is wrong on so many levels, but they've been able to get away with this. One thing I wanted to point out here, Adam, is this whole socialist movement. I mean, it couldn't come at a better time because, you know, we see what's happening in Venezuela. We see people grabbing food out of the back of trash trucks. They are literally, I mean, it is absolutely disgusting what's going on there. I mean, Jorge Ramos, who got detained and upset Maduro a little bit, and they confiscated his cameras and everything, you know, and he had to come back into Miami and goes, oh, thank God for America, you know, because, you know, he can challenge Donald Trump. He can challenge the powers that be and not be detained, thrown into jail, have his equipment confiscated. That's the difference. But he had iPhone footage or cell phone footage of people eating out of the back of trucks. He reported, in fact, we have been reporting on that inflation is at 1,000,000%. Can you imagine that? 1,000,000%?
When I read in history, you basically get your pay every couple hours and then you hand it over to someone else to run and buy diapers or something, whatever you can get your hands on. And you have to pay that. You have to spend that money as soon as you have it because
exactly.
It's worthless by the end of the day. Look, you can't have economic growth. You can't have investment. But, you know, we could sit back and say, hey, it's Venezuela. It could never happen here. Right. Right.
Yeah.
And then
the richest country in Central America at one point with all the resources.
Yes.
And we egotistically say, oh, it could never happen here.
And I think that's the exact point that I wanted to make. It's so true. It's not that we're destined genetically to have this wealthy country. You could lose this wealth. Mm-hmm. And again, I think that when I look at the numbers, Trump is very strong in rural America. The Democrats, progressives will be very strong in urban America. The battle's going to be in the suburbs. But I think that we you know, you have to show things like Venezuela and how we can lose it. And that's one of going to be one of the keys to our success in 2020.
Well, the other thing I'm concerned about, Adam, is the rhetoric, the easy speech by elites that there are less thans in our country. I mean, this was that kind of dangerous speech that greased the rails for Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, you know, that's stunning you say that because that's so true. It's so true because the elites, they just want to stay elite. That's all they care about.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about power, as Lindsey Graham said, sadly. But this is the America we live in. But as Ronald Reagan warned us, hey, this isn't something that passes in the bloodstream. It is something that is one generation away from extinction. We need to continue the good fight to save this country. President of FreedomWorks, Adam Brandon, has been with us. Adam, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you, sir.
Hey, look forward to talking to you again soon, Bill. Thanks a lot.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.